Willie Shakespeare got it right again in Hamlet when Queen Gertrude commented on the overacting about the guilt of the uncle by protesting too much. The initial protests by the anti-vaxxers did have some merit about freedom of choice, which after a while lost its glitter when the science of trying to keep us healthy and out of the hospitals gained credence. However, sometimes the common good must prevail. Then came the anti-vax truckers who could not see that the border crossing rules by the American and Canadian governments requiring proof of vaccination were made in good faith to keep us all as safe as possible from COVID. One can almost admire the fortitude, despite long-term consequences, of those who are willing to give up their jobs and possibly their family's livelihood for a cause like the freedom to do as they believe. And yet, as the protest outgrew the truckers' rebellion against the health rules, it showed an underbelly of unrest in this country. There is more at play here than angry truck drivers, vaccinated or not. Even before COVID, it appeared that civil unrest was raising its ugly head in different places around the world. There may have been specific causes, but in general, there seemed to be distrust or dislike of government or government policies on immigration, housing, religion, prices of necessities, histories of abuse, treaties, crime and punishment, and even taxes. Truly, there was enough blame of governments deserving scrutiny, corrections to be made, apologies to offer, laws to adjust, statues to remove, and promises of better times ahead here in Canada as in other countries. Despite that, the surveys say Canada is the best place in the world to live, or in the top three, according to not only Canadians but people surveyed around the world. The metrics used in these different surveys may vary, but our country does rank very well. Okay, our healthcare system has fallen to around 14th place and our treatment of the Indigenous population loses us points, but education, cost of living, warm summers, and public safety are winners. And in the happiness poll, we're pretty darn good. Still, they protest, desecrating statues and our flag. What kind of a person desecrates a memorial to Terry Fox? Who are those who support protesters with millions of dollars in GoFundMe donations? What is it that they want to change? What country do we want to emulate, and please do not say our closest neighbor? Denmark? Finland? Norway? Probably not, because they are much like what we have now. Or do we want to start all over again to create a new Charter of Rights and Freedoms, a new confederation, new laws, and voting rights, new social safety net favoring the anarchists? Maybe the protesters could provide us with a copy of their manifesto before we decide to join the revolution. If they haven't thought that far ahead, they need a committee of the protesters and their supporters to write the anarchist manifesto. Anarchy is a society being freely constituted without authorities or a governing body, sort of what we had in the streets in Ottawa this last week. Selecting the committee cannot be done by a democratic vote since majority rule is off the table. There must be some lawyers among the anti-vaxxers, so put them in charge of wording the non-binding constitution as well as writing pardons for those imprisoned under the old laws since there will be no punishment for crime. Remember that in anarchy, everyone will have the right to defend themselves against coercion such as suggesting you get a vaccine or you will lose privilege. Business owners, employers, teachers, service units like the police and fire as well as the military will have to make adjustments once the anarchist regime settles in as the new norm. There are parts in almost every job that are unpleasant and supervisors will be challenged to find an anarchist worker to do the chore. For historical context, the committee may reference Somalia, the closest example we have had lately as a specimen of anarchy, ignore how that turned out. Or those promoting change can just check the web and social media for ideas, all the time ignoring any site that has some science, history, or learned comment supported by research. Natural law will take care of itself. Perhaps the one good thing that may come from the protests is that someone in the main political parties will examine what it is that has so many people riled up against government. The old guard, now sans O'Toole, may face a new political party, unorganized as it might be, in the next election. The Reformist Party, or was title already used, may soon be seeking local candidates. Ottawa, we do have a problem. If our MPs do not know what to do, they might take a nickel from their piggy bank and visit Lucy. Proof of vaccination is not required. Bring a sandwich because there may be a lineup of those expletive agitators protesting the high cost of psychiatric help under their idea of a new multi-tier health system. Just saying.